evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, episode 4 of Star of Vengeance. In our last episode, George and Sui managed to survive the fall from their nonstop flight to Boston, but they were stalled in their pursuit of the Star of Vengeance, whatever that is, by a couple of funeral home robots who mistook them for unusually lively corpses.
Hey!
The robots tied them up and put them on the conveyor belt so their parts could be recycled.
Hey!
Is this the end for George and Sui as integral organisms? We'll find out, but first, this message.
But first, this message brought to you by the Low Earth Orbit Bureau of Recreation and Tourism.
Since the early days of space exploration, people have been launching things into orbit around the Earth. Most of it is still up here. Satellites, bits of satellites, garbage dumped from manned space vehicles, tools dropped by astronauts, all orbiting the Earth at speeds often in excess of 30,000 kilometers per hour. Were one of these objects to strike you, you would be instantly vaporized. Therefore, in the interest of making your visit to low Earth orbit a safe and happy one, the Bureau of Recreation and Tourism would simply like to remind you to watch out.
Episode 4, Thought Police. As our story opens, we find George and Sui tied to a conveyor belt that's carrying them toward their doom.
Oh, Georgie, this is so vexing. Can't you get loose?
Don't call me Georgie.
Oh, look, look. Isn't that a computer station against that far wall, partly hidden behind that stack of funeral urns?
I can't turn my head far enough to see it. Why don't you shout? Maybe it can hear you from here.
Computer! Hey, computer! Wake up! This is an emergency! Speak up! We can't hear you!
I said, what do you want? Where are you?
Hurry up!
Computer, shut off the conveyor belt!
Unable to comply. There's a manual control near the processing unit.
Georgie, what are we gonna do?
Call the police! Hurry!
Which police do you want? I have the local police, the district police, UP special.
I don't care! Whoever's closest! Hurry!
Calling Thought Police.
Thought Police?
Oh no! You've called the Thought Police! We're out cruising for cover, but we're ready to go out of our minds with fear for your entertainment at any time. Leave a message. Our phone will forward it to us to Toot Sweet. Wait for the beep tone!
Help! Quick! We're at the... Oh, damn, Georgie. What's the name of this place?
It's some kind of automated funeral home, and they're gonna cut us up for spare parts and a message!
Who'd we just call?
It sounded like a panic rock band. You want to try again for the real police?
There isn't time.
Dismemberment today, your eventual death is inevitable.
Oh God, I'm just so scared. Oh God, I'm scared. Oh.
There you go, folks. Are you okay? Did they hurt you? Oh, that's a nasty bruise. It's lucky we were driving nearby when you called.
How did you know where we were?
Oh, we get lots of calls from here. Excuse me, now that the worst is over, I think I'm going to faint.
Velcro picture. She's always doing that. Doesn't she know about women's lib?
Hey! Turned off the processing unit.
Oh, damn. Quick, let's get out of here. Velcro, push the van free from the wall. No, get me, Argon.
Okay.
No, push on the front end. The front end.
Wait. Stop. Green robbers.
Pile in, folks.
Stop.
Phew. That was a close call.
Where to?
Spaceport.
Library.
George, come on. Let's get out of this before we get ourselves killed. Bellicote will stop at nothing to get the Star of Vengeance. Next time he tries to kill us, he might succeed.
What? What? Someone's trying to kill you? Stop. Dizzy, stop the van!
What's the matter?
Out, out, get out! Choo, choo, choo! You're not getting us killed, no siree! Go on, Vamoose, ram!
What a bunch of loonies. And now we're lost.
No, we're not. We're downtown. The library is this way. Over here.
Georgie, couldn't you get all the information we need from the net?
You know, where's the challenge in that?
It's been hours. I haven't eaten in 2 episodes.
Well, listen, I haven't been able to find anything about the Star of Vengeance, but here, listen to this. Captain's log, January 5th or thereabouts, position unknown, probably somewhere in the third spiral arm, ran into a habitoid which appears to be uninhabited except for a small restaurant run by an old Helene wearing a Mickey Mouse Club hat. It says the habitoid is called Ugly, and this name seems appropriate. We repair the ship and get away as quickly as possible.
Habitoid? What's that?
Well, it's an asteroid that's been provided with artificial gravity and atmosphere so people can live on it.
And it's called Ugly? Didn't the Omnitron say something about catacombs of ugly?
That's right! And most habitoids do have catacombs. Yeah, they hollow out the insides to make more living space.
So where is the catacomb of
ugly? You, yes, you, get off that table.
Okay, I'm getting down. I can put away the stapler.
And be quiet. Your loud voices are disturbing our other patrons. I hope I don't have to speak to you about this again.
Gee, these librarians are tough. So where is this ugly place anyway?
Well, that's the problem. You see, I found lots of accounts by people who've been there, but it seems they were all lost at the time. Apparently, you have to be a really lousy navigator to even find the place.
Well, then the answer seems obvious, doesn't it?
It does?
Sure. All we have to do is find the worst navigator in the galaxy and hire him to take us there. Or better, hire him to take us somewhere else.
Hey, you may have something there. Computer, record search. Who's the worst living space navigator?
Whose present location is known.
Oh, yeah. A good point. Process. Print answer.
Checking. Please remove your answer from the print slot.
Who's it saying?
Michael Upton Delude. We're in luck. Georgie, he's on Earth. Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah, I read about that old mixed-up Delude. He's been to Ugly once before.
Oh, Georgie, look! Over there!
Bellicoat! What are you doing here?
It took you long enough to find out about Ugly. But now that you know, I guess I better do something to keep you from going there. So here's a gift for you.
A bomb! Oh, what will we do?
What's going on here?
A bomb?
Run away!
Is this the end for George, Suey, and the librarian? Or can they all get away before the bomb goes off and blows them to bits? There's only one way to find out. Tune in for the next exciting episode of Star of Vengeance.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not true.
What?
What you just said. Listening to the next episode isn't the only way they can find out what happened. They could listen to the episode after that. You always give a little summary of what's been happening. Or they could ask someone else who listened. Or call up the station. Anyway, you can't blow us up. We're necessary to the plot.
You just keep this up, okay? We'll see. Maybe we can't blow you both up, but I'm sure gonna ask the writer if we can't blow up just you.
Hey, come on. I was just teasing you.
We'll see.
Don't be a sport. Don't blow me up.
We'll see.
In these fast-paced times, it pays to get your point across quickly and concisely. The Quick Talk Institute can show you how. Dial 1-800-QUICKLY.